Creative articulations process. Opening. In giving space and time, we begin to breathe, to settle, and encourage a sense openness, expanding into not knowing. We dwell here. Clearing a space, bringing awareness to my body. Waiting until something comes to my awareness. Choosing an intentional starting point, waiting to see what of it wants my attention. Can you feel the space behind your back? Can you feel the space of the room? Move around the room, noticing and feeling, sensing the space. Now find a quiet place to sit or lay down and close your eyes. Begin to turn your attention inward. What do you notice if you begin to turn your attention inward? Breath, heartbeat, more. Name as much as you can. What do you hear internally? Voices? Sounds? What do you see internally? Images? Colors? Shapes? What do you feel and sense internally? Emotions? Sensations? Next, I begin to settle down with a particular interior sensation or bodily experience that is drawing me. I sense how it feels. I let it know. I hear it. And take time to sense any changes. And acknowledge the presence and lived reality of this. Or sense if there is something more that wants to be known. What do I know? How do I know that I know this? Is there a bodily sense of my knowing? Take time to write down as much as I can recall. Use the lists above as a prompt. Creative articulation process, situating. Here, there is a noting of what we know today about the things we bring and where we are. We allow ourselves to notice and name all that we can about the situation as we know it right now. Part of this might include naming and situating our judgments, stuckness, pulled muscle, boredom with familiar patterns. We name all of this and lay it out like laying the table for a beautiful meal. These are my contexts. And or this is the context of my practice. And or this is the context of this moment, this work. This is the body I have. Trainings, physical memories, capacities, etc. These are the tools I have. Genre, discipline, camera, editing software, etc. These are the people I am with. This is the time I have. This is the place I am in. These are the things I bring. These are the ways I work. This is the howness of how I am here. So I'm working on being open to where I am right now. And now I have a list of the situation I'm in. What comes next? CAP delving. We ask, I wonder, what interests me? allowing ourselves to be open to what we might be interested in today. What possibilities are you drawn to? We work to do this without judgment and without knowing where this will lead. What is drawing me? What am I noticing right now in my practice? What are my questions? What am I curious about? List them. What do I want to investigate? Theme, issue, idea, image, concept, experiences, movement, relationship, etc. Name as much as I know now. Notice the howness of these processes. What leads from what to what? How does a thing emerge? Track back and forth, noting the backstitching or overstitching of one question or idea in relation to another. Take time to notice your felt sense as it resonates within you in relation to these questions and your answers. Find a way, any way, to make this sense, felt senses, responses visible. You might dance, draw, write, sound them. This is surprising. I had decided what the problem was, but it seems that I might be wrong. My interest seems to be somewhere else. In working to render what we have made and/or what we do, you consider the thing you have from many sides and perspectives. Describing in great detail, but working with an attitude of openness, we may come to know that which is perhaps familiar anew, like encountering something for the first time, not knowing what it is. Describe what you have. Note, draw, speak. Tracking back through and noting what draws your attention, suspending judgment, and working with what is present. Visual. Describing how the practice appears. Kinesthetic. Sensation. Describing physical sensations, actions, gestures. Oral. Describing what you hear. What is the sound of this moment of practice? Emotional. Describing the feeling of the experience. Be detailed. Be specific. Use different voices and perspectives. Speak right from the inside, or as if you were looking from the outside as a viewer. Use different types of language. Is it hot, cold, big, small, rough, smooth? Write as the sensate body of your practice. You might try to describe what you have from a different perspective or position. Turn to look, consider, sense it from another, less usual direction. This facet embraces our capacity for noticing, which we developed in opening, and gives rise to describing, whilst at the same time asking you to defer processes of naming and leaving aside value judgments and opinions. In pairs, one speaks, one listens. Speak about and describe your creative practice, practice research. Listen to the speaker and reflect back. Are the only words they use? Resist interpreting or asking questions yet. Work on being fully attentive to what the speaker is saying and trying to say. Both write what has been spoken. Compare notes. Notice what has been forgotten. The difference between what you thought you said and what the listener tells you was said. Swap roles and repeat. Anatomizing. If in raising, we work to consider afresh the thing you have, here we begin to broaden, trial, refine your practice, exploring many emerging possibilities. This facet elaborates and expands your practice, giving rise to iterations, tangents, and potentialities as we bring into being many versions, many shimmering refractions. Let your ears see, your eyes hear. Let your leg hold, your arms stand. Practice these words, phrases, images. Let them be the doing as an artistic response. Create materials and images, movement, words, or sounds to elaborate a moment drawn, perhaps from your delving or raising. Respond to your response. Be interested in your response. Work quickly with lightness and speed, not knowing what you will do. And work slowly with darkness and stillness in one place, not knowing what you will do. Continue to imagine and make many versions, many iterations with openness, curiosity, and without judgment, and or in pairs. Through a call and response approach, work with a partner or in two groups to clarify and expand your practice. You make an offer, sharing something of your work. Your partner makes a response, emphasizing what they are curious about or what interests them, and reflecting back their own experience. In turn, you respond to your partner's offer, and in calling and responding by moving back and forth between you, you may start through elaboration and refraction to clarify and expand your practice. I had never thought of my practice in this way. I have noticed many options, and some of them I feel right for me. But it is still so new and delicate. How can I develop from here? Outwarding. If in anatomizing, we work to expand the movement, here we begin bringing these findings to fruition. This is both a moment of naming and labeling as well as a moment of offering into a more public arena. It is an opportunity to trace the process you have followed and to name your practice work so you can articulate more fully. We move deeply into the territory of future directions, spaces, times. Notice the how-ness of your processes. What leads from what to what? How does a thing emerge? Track back and forth. Noting the backstitching or overstitching of one question, step, idea in relation to another. Notice the whatness of this practice. Allow the whatness to be felt. You might write about this whatness. What does it look, feel, taste, sound like? Raising what you have made, articulating through rending. What do I have? What can I name? What can I say now? What do I know? Now return to any of these tasks in previous facets with the intention of working, for example. With the particular situation of performing or structuring a piece of writing or placing your performance and or thinking in the public arena, asking how does what I have emerge into the world? Where, if I follow my felt sense, does it belong? Where and how might it resonate with others? What environment, what situation might support and elaborate what I have here? Take time to notice your felt sense as it resonates within you in relation to these questions and answers. Now move forward, we reflect back, seeking to open up next steps and future directions. Moving, draw, write, speak. What has been revealed to you about your practice in this articulation process? What has this process allowed you to know, create, think, sense, experience? Write this process and note what you have come to know. Notice the gaps, the places where it was or easy, hard to dwell. Here we ask, what is drawing me? What is between me and the success of my work? What is the felt sense of my next step? Be open and curious, allowing yourself to not yet know your next step or the unexpected sidestep.